As you probably know, the Bible that I'm going to read from tonight is divided into two. Half of it's called the Old Testament, and half of it is the New. Both sections of the Bible agree, and I want to read a little bit from the Old tonight and a little bit from the New, and we'll piece them together. And so I want to just read a verse from one of the prophets in the Old Testament called Jeremiah. Now I'll give you the page when I can find it myself. But it's Jeremiah chapter 8. Yes, and the page is 919. Page 919. Jeremiah was a prophet who went through a good deal of suffering. And he had to speak to the people of Israel about all their problems and refusal of God. And this verse that I'm reading is something that they had to admit on page 919. Jeremiah 8 and verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Now I want to turn to the other part of the Bible, which is the New Testament. And the scripture that I had in mind to read has completely left my mind. That's what happens when you get older. Things disappear from your mind completely. But you know, there's something that each of us must never forget, is the need of our salvation. There are certain things that we can be absolutely sure of in life, and there are other things that we're not so sure about. And in this scripture that I've read, what we have presented to us is two things that are sure, and one that we can't be absolutely sure about. First of all, this scripture tells us quite clearly that the harvest is over, and so it is. You look out around us today, and you take account of the things around and the seasons. There's one here who used to be a farmer. He knows what the seasons were. And he could tell you far better than I could that tonight the harvest is over. That's a fact. You won't see the combine harvesters out there, I don't think, very much more. For the weather has turned colder, as we all know. But then the summer is ended, and so it has. You go outside and you feel the temperature. You take account of the drop that it was from just last week. You think of that. And this scripture is absolutely right. It must have been, you know, about this time of year that this scripture in Jeremiah was written. Because they say not only is the harvest over, but the summer is ended and we are not saved. Oh, friend, I wonder if there's anybody tonight that is not saved in this room. I wonder if there is anybody who's not certain that they've got peace with God. You know, this was an incredible admission by these people. Incredible that they should say, "We're not saved." There they were, people who had done things wrong before God, people who had transgressed his will, and they say, "We're not saved." Friend, you think of the day when you will have to stand before God. And what will you say in that day? Will you say, "We're not saved"? You know, I would hate to have to stand before a righteous God and to admit that I've never known what it is to be saved from my sins, and I'm still in my sins. I heard the gospel when I was at Basildon. I was told about a saviour who suffered and died for me on Calvary's cross. I was told of a man who shed his precious blood on Calvary's tree to wash my sins away. here I am, and I'm still not saved. Is there anybody here tonight that's not sure if they're saved? And what do I mean by being saved? Look, every one of us knows that we've done things that have been wrong. And probably every one of us knows that in a day that's quickly coming, we're going to have to stand before a righteous God. And we're going to have to give an account of ourselves as to what we've done. But God is righteous and God is holy. And every one of us has sinned and forfeited our right to stand before that holy God. But I thank God that in the gospel, what we can tell you is this: that if you want to have peace with God, and you must have peace with God, then you must have to do with him while you can trust him as your saviour. And tonight you can. You know, tonight you can turn to Jesus and own him as your own personal saviour and just tell him that you're a sinner. Tell him that you want him to wash those sins away and come to him in what we call true repentance. That is the acknowledgement that we're sorry for those sins and we want him to forgive us. And you know, if we come before him and ask him from the bottom of our heart, that's what he'll do. He'll forgive us our sins. And tonight, I want you to make sure that you've done that. Because the day is coming when the gospel won't be preached anymore. It's what we refer to in the gospel sometimes as mercy's door closing. Tonight it's open because the gospel can be preached. And you can come to the Saviour tonight. And you can have peace with God. You can know what it is to reserve your home in heaven. Tonight, you can do it right where you are. Well, God in his grace is offering that to you. But I can't give you the assurance that next week will be the same. Mercy's door is going to close, and I can't tell you when it is. All I know is the certainty of it from the Bible. It's absolutely sure that a day is coming when Jesus will come from heaven where he is tonight, and he will descend and take all those that love him to be forever with himself. It'll be an incredible change, won't it? You think of everyone that has trusted in Jesus. Everyone who has owned him as their personal saviour will be gone. What a change it will be in this world. I tell you this, I wouldn't want to be left behind. But I tell you this as well, that it doesn't matter how many good things I've done. It doesn't matter what sort of a life I have led before God in terms of my eternal salvation. What matters is that I've trusted Jesus to be my Saviour. And tonight you can do that. Tonight you can turn to him right where you are and just ask him to forgive you your sins. And he will. And I tell you this, I preach the gospel that from my heart you might know what it is to have your sins forgiven and that you might have peace with God. You know, the one whom I present to you as Saviour, he came here and trod a pathway for 33 years, and he was absolutely perfect before God. He did no sin. Scripture says he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Think of that. A man who did everything perfectly. A man who never said a thing wrong. Oh, you think, what have you said in the last 24 hours? Have you said anything that is wrong? God heard it. He takes account of everything. Do you know, it's sometimes a worrying thing, isn't it? That the God whom we present in the gospel is a God who even knows your thoughts. It can be pretty worrying, can't it? Some of the things I think of. How about you? But you know, even those thoughts are a sin before God. And he knows them. There's not a thing unapparent before him, the God with whom we have to do. Not a thing. So where do we stand? Well, Scripture tells us quite clearly, there's not one righteous. Not one righteous person. And then, as though to make absolutely sure that we understand what God is saying, it's no, not one. Not even one. But there is a man called Jesus who died to save each one of us from our sins. And he was perfect. Absolutely perfect before God. And the only way that God's will could be established was that Jesus should give his life upon Calvary's tree and shed his precious blood, because that was alone what was acceptable before God as a substitute for you. Otherwise, every one of us would be called upon to bear the penalty of God's wrath and be banished from his presence forever. The harvest is past. Yes, it is. The summer's ended, sadly. We've enjoyed the warm days, haven't we? But the cold ones have come. We are not saved. Are you? Have you known what it is to trust this Saviour? I tell you, I preach from my heart to you about someone I know. I trusted him many years ago. I've never regretted it. I've never looked back and wished I hadn't. But I thank God that I have a Saviour now who's in the glory. Do you know the one who died upon Calvary's tree? He didn't stay in death, but he broke its power. That's the wonder of the gospel, you know. The Scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the act of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That one who went into death and broke its power by coming forth triumphant. And then, having been raised from the dead, he was here for 40 days. And during those 40 days, he was seen by many. Seen by many who trusted in him. seen by hundreds, the scripture tells us. Until the time, 40 days later, that he ascended to glory. They saw him. It says, they saw him ascend, and the clouds received him out of their sight. That's how clear it was. And then the scripture tells that Christ today is living as Lord and Saviour at God's right hand, at the place of exaltation that's rightly his. He's been crowned with glory and honour. God delights that he should be there. And he's there as a Saviour for you and for me. You're going to trust him. You're going to turn to this Saviour tonight. He's living, my Saviour. That's what makes Christianity so different. The person at the centre of it is a living man, and he lives in the glory. Tonight, he's available to save you. And I preach this gospel tonight because I can't be sure there's going to be another one. Somebody told me before the gospel that they've been coming for quite a few years. And I was glad to hear that. But you know, you can't be sure that you'll be coming for lots more years. Because if Jesus comes, the door of mercy is going to close. What side will you be? Are you going to be amongst those that will be taken to heaven, where there's a place reserved for all those who love him? Jesus said himself, I'm going to go and prepare you a place. And then he says, as though to just reassure us, if it wasn't so, I'd have told you. What can be clearer than that? But he says, I'm going to prepare you a place that where I am, ye also may be with me. He wants you to be with him, this Saviour. He loves you enough that he died for you. He broke death's power. He's ascended at God's right hand. And tonight, he's living to save. Friend, I just want to bring this scripture before you tonight. There are things that are over, and a day is coming when the gospel will be over. But it's not yet. No. God's waiting in patience. He's waiting in grace. And he's waiting for you. Are you going to echo the words of the children of Israel in Jeremiah 8? We are not saved. Or can you say from your heart, I am saved by the precious blood of Jesus. I've known what it is for the precious blood to wash my sins away. I've got peace with God. There's nothing that stands between myself and a righteous God. And I know that on the day when he comes to take those who love him, he's going to take me. Oh, friend, the gospel's open to you tonight. And although I forgot my scriptures at the beginning of this gospel, I hope I've said enough to you tonight to give you something that you won't forget. I hope you won't forget that there's a Saviour in the glory and that he's able to save you from your sins. I hope you won't forget that every one of us is a sinner before God. Some people don't like being told that they're sinners, but the Bible tells us. So whether we like it or not, it's the truth. I hope you won't forget that Jesus is coming again for all those that love him. And that there's a heavenly home for all who do. The fact is, for those who don't, they'll come under the judgment of God. And that's something I don't want you to do, because you needn't. Because Jesus has borne the judgment of God in regard to your sins at Calvary's tree. He bore the burdens that you should have borne for your sins. But the righteous and holy one, Jesus, bore them instead of you. I hope you won't forget these things. But more than that, not only don't forget them, because you know mulling things over can take an awful long time. I want you to remember that Jesus is asking you to come to him today, and that he says now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. Please don't forget these things. When you get older, you forget things. But when you're younger, it's easier to remember. Remember, there's a Saviour who loves you and wants to save you tonight and wants to bring you to himself. The harvest may be over. The summer may be gone. But may you be able to add, I'm saved through the precious blood of Jesus. I've trusted in my Saviour, and he's washed my sins away. I've got peace with God. Don't forget. Make it your own tonight. Trust in this precious Saviour, that you can say, Jesus is mine. I know what it is to be trusting in him. My Saviour's living in the glory. I've got a link with him. And soon, I'm going to enjoy what it is to be in heaven with him, in the presence of a holy God.